repeat it to tell you guys to go. You know, I'm proud of the guys. I'm proud of the way they kept fighting. That's all you can ask for in a situation like that. You know, we just didn't play well enough to win a game. You know, Virginia Tech made, you know, more plays than we did. And, you know, I knew the turnovers were going to come. And, you know, that one pick I threw ended up being, you know, the turning point in the game. So, you know, it sucks. You know, I feel like I let the guys down. And, you know, it's just, we get another week to go out and correct it and fix it. And, you know, we got a big game coming up. So, just forget about Virginia Tech as soon as, you know, we can. And, you know, just go on to start preparing for Missouri. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you know, they had a, you know, they're a great team. You know, they haven't, you know, they haven't been the, you know, one of the most successful teams in the past, you know, 15 years for nothing. So, you know, they're a great team, and, you know, they're a great test for us. And, you know, there's times, you know, there's times where, you know, it was coverage. There's times where, you know, there was just, you know, the pocket just kind of collapsed. And there's times I could have got out of it and I didn't. And, so, I mean, everybody's at fault. And, you know, so, I mean, just, like I said again, we just didn't play well enough to win. Oh, short. Thanks, guys. Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, field position was big in the first half, and, you know, I gave one away, too. You know, put him down to the, I think, you know, Macho took it back to the six, I don't know, something like that. So, you know, everybody was, you know, contributed to it, and, you know, we just put ourselves in a hole early, and, you know, it's just something that we can't do, you know, especially next week, we can't do it. And, you know, give the credit to them. They were great. You know, they're always known for their great special teams. And they proved, you know, once again, you know, they're one of the best, you know, special teams in the country. And, you know, Coach Beamer always has them ready on special teams. You just got to give them the credit. You know, they did more than we did to win.
Joe, coming off the bye, the team kind of struggled offensively with the first great series for 2-3 and outs, and then the turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Was that nerves? Was that
I don't think it was nerves. I don't know, you know, it's, you know, they're a good team. I mean, it's not like, you know, we're playing, you know, New Mexico State, you know, rag against them. But, you know, it's the big boys. It's Virginia Tech. They have a great defense. Always have, you know, probably always will. And so, I mean, it's hard to move the ball against, you know, a great defense like that. And, you know, we just needed to find a rhythm. And, you know, I wish we could have found it a little quicker, but we didn't. And, you know, it's just, you know, how things worked out. And, you know, we just didn't make enough big plays to win.
Definitely move the ball a lot better at the end of the game. Do you feel like Nebraska has the athletes to match up?
Oh, yeah, I think we do. You know, we went toe-to-toe with one of the best teams in the ACC. You know, historically one of the best teams in the country. And, you know, we fought down to the wire with them. And, you know, I'm proud of the way these guys fought. But, you know, it just wasn't enough. And, you know, it's not something that we're going to accept. And, it's, you know, we're just going to get back to work and, you know, try. You know, we know how it feels. And, you know, we just want to get rid of that feeling. We want to do anything we can. And I know these guys, and I know they'll come out and, you know, come out and practice on Monday and, you know, try and get this feeling out of our, you know, out of our heart, because it hurts. It really does. And, but, you know, that's why you got another week. You got another week to play. We've got a big, big opponent next week. And, you know, it's just another opportunity for us to, you know, get better and kind of get this feeling out. It's tough the way that guy plays. You know, the D coordinator, you know, always finds a way to, you know, put one more in the box than you can block. And, you know, obviously he's had, you know, great success over the last couple of years. And I just got to give him the credit. You know, he did a great job of scheming us. And, you know, we had some big play opportunities that we missed. You know, one block away here or there, you know, to spring a big play. And, that's, you know, it's good because we can correct it. But, you know, it's just disappointing that we couldn't do it today and couldn't, you know, couldn't right the ship in time to get the victory. So it's tough. You know, it's a tough feeling.
Joe, can you talk about the emotions that were on the Husker sidelines?
You know, we were upset like everybody else. You know, because we wanted to win. And you know, but other than that, you know, it wasn't the refs' fault. It wasn't, you know, anything they did. It was, you know, our fault. We just didn't play well enough. And we thought we had the ball back. You know, it's kind of tough. You're on such a high, then you know, the flag gets thrown, you know, low, it's tough. And but it had nothing to do with it. You know, we just didn't play well enough. Yeah, I mean, but that's why it's the Big 12. You know, that's why we come here. We know, you know, we know we're coming in playing the best, and you know that's why we come here. That's why all these kids in the locker room came to Nebraska, is to play the best. And you know, we know what we're getting into, and you know, we can't wait. You know, we're excited. You know, I just wish we could have got this one, get a little more momentum going in, but you know, it's the way, you know, cookie crumbles, I guess. And so I just kind of use this motivation to really, we don't want to feel like this again. And just come in on Monday and, you know, just go back to work. You know, that's all you can really do. You just got to forget about what happened tonight and forget about the loss. You know, fix the mistakes when you watch my film. Make sure they don't happen again. And, you know, just get back to work. And, you know, because we got Missouri will probably be top three, I guess, you know, from what happened today. You know, so we have a great opportunity to, you know, we have a number three or whatever they're going to be team coming in, you know, coming into our house. It's a great opportunity for us, and we're excited. All right, guys. Thank you.